This past weekend, we had the opportunity at the State Fair of Oklahoma to be a part of the Cow to Cone Ice Cream Contest sponsored by Dairy Max, one of the dairy farmers that participated in this competition. Serving as a fellow judge with yours truly was Eugene Corley, dairy farmer from Tuttle, Oklahoma. Eugene, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, we've had tough duty today at this ice cream contest that's sponsored by, of course, by Dairy Max and at the State Fair of Oklahoma. This is one way that you can get the word out about one of the great products for the dairy producers, right?
Oh, yes. It's a very good way to get it out. Of course, ice cream is one of the best products we put out.
You know, as we think about the dairy industry today, and you've been in for half a century, I know.
And 60 years.
Yeah, you know, what's different today, you think, in the business compared to when you were, you know, first getting started?
Well, actually, there's a whole lot of difference in it now because all the technology that has come along since we first started, when we were milking by hand, and then we went to milking machines, and now they've got so much more technology than we even thought of back when I was starting dairying.
I feel like is there still opportunity, you think, in the dairy business for, you know, a medium sized type operator?
I think there is still a place for a medium sized operator. Seems like a certain point that you've got to get to before you can start making a profit. And of course, then you've got to get everything paid for. And back when we started, things weren't near as high now, so we've had all of our stuff paid for several years.
I guess it's a big capital investment, obviously.
Yes, especially now. It's so much more capital involved now than it was back in the 50s and 60s, where $5,000 or $6,000 would buy you several cows, and now they're putting in $5 or $6 million just to get started.
But, you know, obviously we've talked a lot about, you know, beef cow operators, beef cattle producers having problems with this drought, and of course our wheat producers and spring crop producers and everything. But for the dairy business, how's this drought affected you guys?
It's affecting us a lot in the same way as it is beef cattle. Our pastures are drying up. A lot of our corn in this area didn't make silage. I made some because I was able to irrigate it. And hay is just something else. It's going to be hard to find hay enough to make us through the winter.
I guess what the quality hay that you really want for your dairy cows has gone up in price too.
Oh yes, it has. It's up. I think it's over $300 a ton now.
That's for good quality alfalfa hay.
For good quality alfalfa, yes.
That's makes it tough to make a profit, doesn't it?
It sure does. But we're going to keep trying.
Oklahoma dairy producer Eugene Corley out of the Tuttle, Oklahoma area. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.